seeds, we have the Sargent crabapple. So they provide a beautiful spring flower, which is, they have pink buds, white flowers, and then they have a red fruit. So it's kind of a diversity fruit tree, and to provide fruit for the wildlife. And then the Eastern redbud, which is a native favorite of people's. It's, you know, they see it growing naturally all over. But this one, the seedlings can be planted in the yard and enjoyed again. They bloom from, blooming right now, from March through May in Nashville.
They're just starting, the red buds are starting, and you've got the red maples here that are just starting to bloom out.
Could you extol the virtues of the red bud to me? I mean, what is it known for, or
Well, first of all, they're native, and so this idea of planting native things has a lot of merit, but we'll find them in the woodlands all around Middle Tennessee. In fact, you go up north, there are just thousands of them along the interstates, and so it's a native tree, and people think about the redbud and the dogwood as being sort of iconic Tennessee native trees. It's easy to grow. Not necessarily a long-lived tree, but it's blooming now. Well, we're first week of March. We'll be in full bloom in about 2 weeks. And now the people have played with them a little bit, so we have white ones, which we have white red buds, which are kind of funny. There's some different strains that are much more purple, less, you know, much more pink. And then this is Cercis canadensis, which is our native red bud. But then there are red buds that from the west with names like Oklahoma that are a little different species, and they have a little different leaves. And we're planting some of those now because they bloom a little later, and they have shinier leaves for one. But it's a small tree. It's great for a small location, a small yard. They're a little bit wide. They don't go as much up. They're more horizontal, 15 feet maybe, 20 max. There are some larger ones, but that's a typical size. It's a nice little tree.
And then the chickapin oak is one of my favorite oak trees. There's so many kind of oak trees, but this one is very stately. It has kind of a round tree growth. It's, you know, all oaks can grow 80 feet tall at their maturity, even up to 100, and last for generations. And so I think it's important in Nashville to consider the tree canopy. Do you have an overstory tree like an oak tree, or an understory tree like a redbud? And what kind of generation are you planting in your own yard? Think about planting for the future, not necessarily for yourself, but what will the future have in the tree canopy?